who has traveled to testify for more than 100 miles from Salem. Okay, then we won't take any testimony. These are tap-tap hearings. All these bills are scheduled, if they're going to be, right now, they're scheduled for next week. And that's when we'll have the full-blown testimonial hearings and work sessions. And some of these, frankly, are up for the relatings clauses. So with that, and also I will, and let me say to the folks in the back who are obviously visiting, what's happening today is this is the deadline for first hearings on all of the House bills. So all the bills that have been filed in the House of Representatives have to have a first hearing today, or at 5 o'clock today they're dead. We don't have time to conduct full public hearings on all of the bills that are on our agendas. And so we do what's called in the building, what's called a tap-tap hearing, and that you'll see that in a second, that satisfies the requirement of a first hearing for a bill. And that's all we will do today. And then next week, these and other bills that we have already heard will be back in front of the committee for full hearings and possibly work sessions, depending on how the bills are set to go. Also, you may have noted that we have quite a number of bills on the agenda. In fact, we've carried just about the same agenda all week long, just out of concern that we may need to be moving bills over from one day to the next. And in fact, we have heard already most of these bills this week. So for the committee, we'll begin on page 3 with I'll open a public hearing on House Bill 2676. Council.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, House Bill 2676 would modify the laws relating to distribution of property and proceeds seized and forfeited by reason of persons engaging in drug-related activities. Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. From members of the committee, this bill simply relates to the other forfeiture bills that we've heard, and it looks like those are going to be dealt with probably in an interim work group between the Judiciary Committee and the Asset Forfeiture Oversight Committee. So, with that, we will close the public hearing on House Bill 2676 and open a public hearing on House Bill 3605.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, House Bill 3605 provides that limitations on recovery of non-economic damages apply in claims under the Employer's Liability Act. Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Committee, we will schedule this for hearing at 6:30 on Thursday evening next week. It's going to have a time all to itself. It's going to be a well-attended hearings, so that'll be 6:30 on Thursday evening.
Mr. Chairman,
yes.
I just appreciate you saying that. My wife is actually sitting in the audience today, and I want her to know that it was you who set this for 6:30 on Thursday. So
it was Thursday, wasn't it, Max? Okay. We'll close the public hearing on House Bill 3605 and open a public hearing on House Bill 3111.
Chairman, members of the committee, House Bill 3111 would increase the marriage license fee to $50 and direct that funds from that increase, portions of that fund from that increase be directed to state library grants. Mr. Chairman?
And domestic violence fund.
That's no? Different bill.
I thought this was split. Anyway, this, for the committee's purpose, this is a relatings clause bill. The bill we heard earlier on the marriage license fee increase. It looks like we're actually going to be able to work something out in the Ways and Means Committee to do that without having to increase the fee. This is just a placeholder in case we need to come back to it in short term. But Ways and Means is working on a couple of extra dollars to the unitary assessment to provide the funding that the fee increase otherwise would have provided. So with that, we'll close the public hearing on House Bill 3111 and go to our last hearing for the day, House Bill 3526. I'll open the public hearing on that. Whenever you're ready, Council.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman. Members of the committee, House Bill 3526 classifies communications and information in peer support counseling sessions conducted by emergency service providers as being confidential.
Is this bill on loan to us, or was it referred over to us?
Yes, Representative Cruz had that referred
okay.
over to us.
Okay, so we'll take a look at it. Frankly, it just came in this week. I wanted to make sure we had it set. I haven't had a chance to spend any time with it myself, but I didn't want it to miss the deadline. Okay, with that, we will close the public hearing on House Bill 3526, and that concludes our agenda for the day. I hope those of you who are touring find a more interesting committee meeting. I think water and environment down in hearing room D is scheduled. Oh, did we do a tap on 3245?
No.
Have we done that?
3245?
No, I don't think we've done a tap on that.
On 3245?
We'll be in recess. We may not be done.
I need to ask you a question too. On the television, I think what I heard is
6:30 Thursday.
No.
Hearing on House Bill 3578, Council.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, House Bill 3578 establishes exclusive means of judicial review for state and local government action.
Okay, committee, this is the one you've probably been getting lobbied on by cities and counties especially. This is a biennial exercise in looking at judicial review. We'll have it again next week, probably devoting a full hearing to that one as well. But I anticipate it'll be a daytime hearing. Close the public hearing on House Bill 3578 and open the public hearing on House Bill 3245. Council.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, House Bill 3245 establishes rules for civil actions arising out of computer date failures.
Hey, this is one of our Y2K bills. We also have a bill coming over from the Senate that we will marry with this one sometime next week as well and deal with Y2K. Liability issues. Close public hearing on House Bill 3245 and open the public hearing on House Bill 2525.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, House Bill 2525 establishes a hearing officer panel within the Employment Department.
Thank you. Committee members, this happens to be the best bill of the session. Closed and we'll devote. We'll be hearing this bill on Monday at 3 o'clock, joint meeting with the Senate Judiciary Committee. Close the public hearing on House Bill 2525. Now, I think.
Gee, why did we bring our files?
Yeah, that's a good question. Let's just double check. Open the public hearing on House Bill 3193.
Mr. Chairman, House Bill 3193 adds circumstance court is to consider and determine whether to terminate parental rights on finding of unfitness.
Thank you. Close public hearing on House Bill 3193. Now, I do believe that concludes. Let's take just a second. Anybody take a look at your agenda?
Page four.
We did that.
3526.
You show that?
Yes, yeah, those were done.
We did 3526.
I think we've done it,
okay.
Chairman.
With that, then, we will be adjourned. And again,